Thank you for listening to Christian Family Church Podcast. Here at CFC, our mission is to live and communicate the power of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to the world around us. From wherever you're listening, we hope you'll be encouraged by this week's message.
Thank you, Rachel, for that wonderful welcome and that welcome at conference at Redcliffs. And you certainly are a very welcoming church. There's no doubt about that, is there? And thank you for your partnering with African Action through having lots of cans. Who's the gentleman that put all these together? Was it David? Well done, David. Hey, give him a hand. What a lovely surprise to come here. All right, can we have that first little video, please? Thanks.
I believe it's not too late. Together we can change the world. Lay your puzzle pieces out, find out what it's all about. Together we can change the world.
Well, Jill and I first of all want to give a special thanks to Pastor Andrew that he would trust us to come and speak on your platform and share the heart of our Heavenly Father and the work of African Action. So it's gratefully we receive that welcome. And also I'd like to bring you greetings from our home church, Turning Point in Morwell, where they have all that coal that keeps our electricity going. Those children you saw, they are children that we met in 2017 in an orphanage, and it came through our friendship through John and Jean Leek, and they were pictured up there in the first slide there, John and Jean.
In the year 2000, we met a Kenyan...
Okay, I think the slides are just going ahead a bit too fast for me there. And so if we could go back to John and Jean, I'll just leave it there, that'll be fine. So John and Jean Leek are the founders of African Action, a most beautiful couple that are still very active and certainly not retired, even though they have retired from the board of African Action. They're still very active in the relational side of things, keeping in touch with all our nationals in East Africa and in South Sudan. They began African Action in the year 2000. So I'd like to start off also now with a scripture, and it's a story of the Good Samaritan. So if you've got your Bibles, we could open up at Luke chapter 10, verse 25. Just then, an expert in the law stood up to test him, saying, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Well, what's written in the law?" he asked him. "How do you read it?" And he answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said, "Well, you've answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But being a bit prejudiced, he wanted to justify himself and he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbour?" And Jesus took up the question and said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell in the hands of robbers. They stripped him, beat him up, and fled, leaving him half dead. And a priest happened to be going down that road. And when he saw him, he passed by the other side. In the same way, a Levite, when he arrived at the place and saw him, also passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan on his journey came up to him, and when he saw the man, he had compassion on him. He went over to him. He bandaged his wounds. He poured olive oil and wine, and then he put him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I'll reimburse you for any extra you spend. Verse 36. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The one who showed mercy to him, he said. And then Jesus told him, go and do the same. So we'll move on to the slide with the hand, thanks, and the heart. At the heart of AAI is a guiding question, or what I consider a value, that asks, what can we do together? And African Action works in Kenya, Uganda, and South Sudan. Next slide. The strength and success of AAI has been developed through partnering with faithful, proven, trustworthy national leaders and maintaining relational integrity, genuine friendships. For example, pictured here is Pastor Helen Carruthers, who is on the AAI board, and she's with Pastor Connie Muga in Kenya that started the orphanage and school there. But also vital is this sort of partnering. Someone somewhere in this church has maintained these Coins for Kids cans. You have as a church surprised me. I had no idea there was a church in Colac that was partnering with us through cans. Now, a can on average can give $50 to $80. That's a month's wages for a teacher in Uganda. So don't consider the small change as insignificant. The little things count. So thank you, David, for maintaining another group of cans. There's plenty up the back of the room you can take with us, or take with you. I know in Morwell, I have one at where I get my hair cut. I have one at the chiropractor when I go. I distribute them wherever I can. All right, next video, thanks.
In the year 2000, we met a Kenyan lady named Consulate Muga, who had begun an orphanage in South Nyanza near the Tanzanian border. There are so many great needs in the lives of children in Kenya, and Consulate and her team are doing a wonderful work in supporting children by providing accommodation and a primary school. AAI has partnered with this project through improvements of infrastructure and through providing a child sponsorship program. The stories of many of the children in the home and the school reveal great needs. Children are there through loss of one or both of their parents. Some are there because their fathers are in prison. Others have been rescued from unsafe and at times dangerous situations. And many are simply suffering from malnutrition. The children are often brought to the orphanage by the Kenyan Welfare Department. So this is not a random project. It is really focused in to assist where lives are hurting. The school is our second step to bring a new future to these beautiful children.
Core to the work of African Action is the alleviation of poverty. Poverty is one of these robbers on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. We see the effects of poverty, and it affects our hearts very much so. Now, today I can really only focus with the time we have on the work in Kenya. But there are equally great works that are happening in Uganda with Pastor Sula and his wife Betty in Uganda, in Kampala, and north of Kampala, some hours, about 6 hours north, at a school called Bwayali with about 670 students. We were there recently, and it's a beautiful experience to visit the school, live with the kids, worship with the kids and encourage them and minister the word of God with them. And in South Sudan, we've got a lovely couple, Medina and George Oling, who are starting they've already built a school, a community centre, church, and currently Medina, because of the deaths that women have in childbirth, is about to organise AAI and its supporters to build a medical clinic there for the birthing of babies. Next. In 2018, these corrugated iron classrooms were condemned. And they were needed to be condemned. They were derelict. And the school faced closure. There was a demolition team in the town next door ready to come in on the following Monday to demolish the school, and these kids would no longer have primary education. But since 2018, 12 new brick classrooms have been constructed and other vital infrastructure is still needed, and plans are drawn up to build a kitchen at the school so that the children can be fed, because children come to school hungry. They don't have breakfast, they go through all day without eating, and then they might get home and some of them might just have half an avocado for tea. And so children cannot learn without being fed in that particular community. Mercy School has 340 students in primary, and in the last year we've started a junior secondary school with about 15 students, and it's now occupying the old tin shed classrooms. But we reasoned that without starting a secondary school, these 15 children would have finished their education at grade 6. That's just not an option, is it? Would you like your kids to finish school at grade 6? Of course not. You wouldn't. They're just starting their journey. Next. On the right, or in the middle, that's John Leake with a little boy called Kenneth. On the right side is Kenneth. And he's graduated in 2020 from university. He got second class honours. And he was an orphan that was sponsored from 2007 to 2020. And I was sharing these pictures with a class I was teaching, grade 4 in Morwell. And a little boy put up his hand and he said, "What? If that boy can graduate from that tin shed classroom with no resources," and he looked around at our brand new school in Morwell, he said, "What can we do?" And that's a school that I'm proud of. Morwell Primary School is not a Christian school, but it has Christian ethics, and it supports African Action work in Kenya and Uganda just as a community group. Missions can include the whole community. Now, John and Jean Leake committed AAI to support children like Kenneth. And he said this recently to me. He said, "I was thinking how we are to remain in a posture of thanksgiving and expectancy of what the Father is and will continue to do with these young and receptive lives personally and for the nation. AAI is in the nation-changing business. And we've seen evidence of that in our time from 2017 until now. And I'm sure that God's work through AAI will continue to nurture and equip children and adults that transform families, communities and nations." Next. "Sponsored children are now giving back to Mercy School and home as role models. We had the privilege to see the next cohort of children around Vincent Barack Ogola, affectionately known as Barack Obama or Obama. And he just graduated from the best university in Kenya called Kenyatta University with first class honours in public health. He went through that tin shed school. It's amazing what love will do. It's amazing what a little bit of a hand up." And he came by me while I was there and I said to him, "How important are computers for your education?" And he said, "What? I've never owned a computer." Yet we think we've got to have our schools thoroughly resourced with computers. Now that's the resilience kids like this have. And I've got to read you some of his findings that he said to his sponsor who put him through this educational journey. And some of the things he said: 2022 has been a remarkable year in my life because I've completed my bachelor's degree in public health. Only one of four that got first class honours in that whole country in that subject. And kids, I'd say this to you on behalf of Barack Obama: nothing is unachievable so long as you put in the hard work, resilience and determination. Challenges should not overwhelm you or bring you down, but use them as stepping stones to achieve greater things. And this one's important to all of us. I've learned that success will not find us at our comfort zones. Chase down whatever we want rather than just merely accepting what life offers us. Now, his goals are big. He may have got his degree, but he wants to not only be a nation changer of his own country, he wants to change the world. And he says, it's my desire not only to work with the local community on matters of public health, but also to serve in the national and global arena. All we've got to do is find somebody that will sponsor him to do a master's program in an internationally recognised university. This boy is not only a nation changer, he is going to be a world changer. He reflects the heart of the Father. Jesus went about healing, doing good, and he, in this ministry of public health, is reflecting the heart of Jesus. He will be going around doing good. And the last point, he says, surely. It has taken the hand of God through my sponsors and Mercy Compassionate Centre to reorient my life and shape it towards a future I had only dreamed of. And to be sincere, I thought I'd never make it this far in life. And he says to his sponsor, may God continue to bless you abundantly as they in turn take on the next child and help the next child through that journey of education. It's an important pillar. Next, in 2019, a team of six from Morwell and Gippsland went across to set up a library of 13,500 books, all from my local primary school, where three schools amalgamated and we had excess books. I went there with two cases to take some books to Kenya with me, and a teacher said, no, we can send a container load. And we filled up that container with 7 tonnes of school equipment as well as those books. Then the team went across and we set it up inside the shipping container that stayed behind and now serves as a beautiful library for those kids to learn and be encouraged in their literacy and their interests. We took a retired school principal, two nurses, two teachers, and a mum. And I want to say to you, in missions, it doesn't matter what your skill set. You don't have to be a teacher or a nurse. You can be a mum. Be yourself. And you can contribute to a community like Mercy. In 2023, three teams from Australia went across to support the school, the orphanage and the church. We stayed for 3 months and different teams came across in that time. But I love it that a couple of teenage boys came with us. What was their skill set? What do kids love doing? They love technology, don't they, up there in the sound desk? You could be in missions helping kids learn to use laptops. These kids had never touched a laptop in their life, and yet these two teenage boys taught them how to use Microsoft Word, Microsoft PowerPoint, how to use a digital camera, how to put photos into Word documents, how to create filing systems. And under construction at the moment is a computer room. Now, if we don't get that computer room finished, the government holds a threat over the school's head. For a junior secondary school, you must have a computer room to maintain your registration. We've nearly got the structure built. We've just got to get all the funds in for the computers. And that will be a joy to be there. I hope to be back there in June next year and be the computer teacher for a while. I love computers. Next. Amidst the challenges of COVID lockdowns and the consequential rise in the price of food now, making the poor and the tax the poor difficult to buy their food, and the government has increased taxation on the foods that they eat. They are really struggling to eat. But during COVID, African Action said, what can we do to alleviate the problem? So we started a training program for 40 families training in growing fruit and vegetables, raising chickens to add organic fertilizer, training in fence building to protect their gardens and chickens. This little tin shed church in Kenya of about mainly kids, they kick well above their weight to do these sort of projects. It's a real motivation for us in Australia. We can raise the bar to bless our communities. Yep. And in the kitchen garden project, the majority of households were able to sell their excess food and make some extra income. This year, it was so good to meet Tina again. Throughout the COVID, the sales from her kitchen garden not only fed her family, but the profits from the sales to her neighbours enabled her to buy one sheep. And she knew that in her head was her collateral, the way she thought about life. And from that one sheep, she's now got six through a breeding program. And she's not going to stop there. She's told me she's going to sell those sheep and she's going to buy cows and she's going to breed cows. And most beautifully, she has a sponsor that is now putting her through, as of September, a course in agriculture at a tertiary institution. Invest in lives, you invest in the kingdom and you change the world. Okay. Support to local church ministry is central to AAI. We've gone to the next slide, have we?